Best 5 minutes of the day right now. Our buddy Jason Kanz, he's got his own website. It's kind of cool. JasonKanz.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So I'm going to something we've talked about. We talked about it on Friday of this, the inner critic, Chuck DeGroat, in his book Wholehearted. I think you call it one of your favorite books, right?
It is. I think it's probably my current favorite nonfiction book, but certainly has been one of the most influential books in my life.
So yesterday, I make a call for my other job, account manager for One Source Imaging. I go back to the office, having secured a coffee at the 420 Cafe, bottom of the Bracket Street Hill. Shout out to Dave and the wonderful team they got over there. Picked up a day-old scone from Acoustic Cafe. Set it on an unstable box. That was foolish. The coffee was on the right side. My folder I use as I travel around, but it balanced out. I dropped off a piece of paper at the front desk, came back, forgot about the box instability, grabbed my folder, and the cup did like a Olympic diving flip and then onto the ground. And so I had a mess to deal with. But then there was that inner voice, the inner critic, and it was, to what degree was I going to give him free rein to bash me for being stupid?
Oh, man, that's a difficult question that I think many of us face. And it seems like it shows up even for stuff like that, you know, that voice inside that says, man, you're stupid, you're not worthy, how could you do something so dumb? And I think the question you're asking is exactly right. How am I going to choose to give free rein to this inner voice?
Yeah, right. Thank you. And so, I mean, it's kind of like I've been doing inner work. You have. You've encouraged me in it. Our pastor has. Yeah. We've tried to spread that. We have little groups that try to do this, right? And so I feel like I have allowed more kindness, but it prompted this Facebook post on my personal page. After making a mistake you feel like you shouldn't have, how do you talk to yourself? Are you patient, gentle, and kind, or the opposite? And I got all 38 comments.
Yeah. As I was telling you just a little bit ago, I didn't read through all the comments, but I'm curious what people said about that. How did it stir people?
I mean, it seemed to awaken more than just somebody saying, hey, here's a picture of my best life or what I made for dinner. I mean, yeah. I liked what it created, and it was, as you'd expect, a wide gamut. I mean, you'd have people. I was surprised by how many people who did say that they're patient and gentle and kind, and that's great. I guess it, and I know that for me, it's been something I've had to grow in. I mean, isn't that for you? Talk about the journey of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we tend to be, or I tend to be, I can't speak for everyone, but I tend to be an all or nothing person. And so, if I'm not doing it perfectly, well, then it must mean that I'm a horrible person, or that I tend to beat myself up. And again, it's that inner critic voice that tends to show up with that. But it is a growth process. I think it is practicing day by day, being gentle with ourselves, being kind to ourselves, almost as if we would look at it and say, okay, how would I respond to my child if they had done this? Would I berate my child for spilling a cup of coffee? I probably have, quite honestly, but in my ideal world, I would really want to show them compassion and grace and love. And I think that's what God does with us, and I think that's what he wants us to do with ourselves.
But here in this best 5 minutes of the day, and I do, personally, I love these conversations with you. I mean, I can't imagine now, looking back, not being able to call and talk to you. The bummer is it's only 5 minutes. That's the bummer, and we stretch it to 6 or 7. But, I mean, I want to continue to talk because this is what we're talking about here. This, when we've heard you talk about integration and wholeness, this is the stuff of that, right? This is that inner critic and this self-battle. And I wish we did hear more about it in the Christian church. I feel like we hear a lot about the externals, but this is really big stuff that it seems like we almost leave to the counseling community.
It is. I think that Christians have had a difficult relationship with the notion of self. And, you know, what you had just said was, you know, brought up Jesus talking with the Pharisees and saying to wash the inside of the cup. And I think he's partly at least talking about inner work. You know, we're both big fans of Larry Crabb, who talks about Romans 7 a lot, which is kind of old self, new self. And so it's not that we're discouraged from self altogether, but how do we live into that, to that place of new self, where we're not wearing masks, where we're not beating ourselves up, where we are living out of that status as God's beloved children?
I think so much so that when Andrew Peterson, and somewhere in the thread of that yesterday, and the many responses, I said, hey, for all of you who've commented, here's a treat. Andrew Peterson, Be Kind to Yourself. It's a short 2.5 minute song. But almost to the point when he brought that into the CCM world, people were like, is that okay? Can I be? Right. I mean, that's how off we are. Here's the deal. I mean, we've just been off on that.
Yeah, absolutely. When that song first came out, Heather and I had gone to see him in concert shortly thereafter. And I told him, I said, I probably listened to half of the 500,000 listens on YouTube. because I needed to hear it over and over and over again. And I think that's true for a lot of us, that we just need to be reminded to be kind to ourselves, just as we would be kind to others.
Yeah. You're really good at, there's so many things I can think of, little sermon montages, sermon jams from Matt Chandler or something, books by Tim Keller that you've read repeatedly. And you go and get it. So thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Well, yesterday I decided to have just a little bit of fun with the kids. You know, sometimes you just need to go and play. So we just took an afternoon, just a few hours, and we headed over to Kellogg, Minnesota, and hit up Lark Toys. I have teenagers. You never know taking teenagers into a toy store because teenagers, yeah, it can be cool or it can be like, it's lame. So took them to this toy store. They had never been before. It was amazing. Can I say, so many creative and inventive toys that just sparked a lot of conversation. The toy museum kind of area there sparked a lot of my memories from when I was a kid, and it was so fun to just share those memories with my kids. There was a little strawberry shortcake goose there, and I had it as a kid, and I loved it, and I didn't even remember that I had ever owned this in my life, but the moment I saw it, I just remembered it and holding it in my hand and playing with it when I was itty-bitty, and it was so cool to share that with my kids. We got ice cream. We got cheese curds. We rode on the hand-carved carousel. If you've never been there, they have this, like, amazing indoor carousel, and all of the pieces are hand-carved right there in their woodworking shops, and they are stunning. So it was a fun day to go and play. We went into Wabasha, walked along the riverfront there, and looked at some eagles that were on the river. And, it was a good day. I hope that you can go out and make some memories with your kiddos today as well. It can be simple. It can be fun. It can be super inexpensive because, let me tell you, I didn't spend a lot of money. But it was a good day. Hope you're having a good day, too. Look up at the stars tonight if you can. I know just a couple weeks ago we had that that comet that we were all looking at. Well, guess what? This time of year, it's time for the Perseid meteor shower. I remember watching this when I was younger. I'd go out into the fields and watch them. It really is spectacular. So you're going to want to look up tonight. Hopefully it'll be clear for that Perseid meteor shower. It's expected to be tonight into the early morning hours of Wednesday. Now, the quarter moon's going to bring visibility down just a tad, but they're predicting 15 to 20 meteors an hour. Amazing. And let me tell you, some of those are so bright. When they streak across the sky, they turn the whole sky green. You're not going to want to miss that. So, Perseid meteor shower tonight. You're going to want to get out and see if you can catch a falling star.
Good morning, Hillary. I'm in your wonderful hometown of Altoona, River Prairie, Northwestern Bank location, and we've got Brett Gaboy here from Hope Gospel Mission, Community Relations Director, and Market President Tracy Smisky from Northwestern Bank going to join us here as well. So, Brett, this is year two, and, you know, there's challenges, again, change for kids, and we got various locations which we'll mention, and it all goes to benefit the Hope Renewal Center for Women and Children. But on this fundraiser, we've got beautiful weather. But I remember being here a year ago, and there was like this freshness and an excitement. Have you sensed building up to this event? I mean, let's just kind of lay it out here honestly. Like, this is tougher. This is a harder slog, and it's also the year of COVID.
Yes, we are COVID ready to accept change on curbside if necessary. We did hear that there was a supposed chain shortage, but, you know, we will accept this year only dollar bills, $5 bills, $20
yeah,
bills,
right,
if you
own.
Don't have yeah, any change. So
yeah,
we encourage you to come out to our five locations. We added two locations this year to make it easier, and we're hoping that kids respond.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk to Tracy Smisky, Market President with Northwestern Bank. Tracy, thank you so much, Northwestern Bank, matching the first $5,000. I know you've been a great sponsor and supporter of Hope Gospel for a number of years at Northwestern Bank.
Yeah, we truly believe in what Hope Gospel is doing, and really it's really important to us. You know, the community is what has given us our success, and we really want to be a part and make sure that we can help the success of this organization today.
It is a great cause, right? I mean, we talk about women and children, and then to realize how long this had been out there in terms of a need. I mean, there'd been the mission and the great work, and they got the new location. But this was something, as they did their research, that, wow, we need a better facility for women and children. And now we've got it, right?
Yeah. And Brett was just saying that they're near capacity there. Mm. And could you imagine these women and these kids not having a place to go? So it's amazing the work that their team is doing. And why wouldn't we want to support that as well as the general community?
Maybe you could highlight some of the different Northwestern Bank locations, not only here in River Prairie and Altoona, but various other Northwestern banks where people can drop off today.
Yeah, honestly, our team at any of our seven locations is going to be ready to bring donations in, but specifically downtown Chippewa Falls, our Lafayette branch at Lake Wissota, our Boyd location, and then we have locations as well in Cornell and Thorpe. So feel free to bring donations. Our team is ready. The Down to Earth Garden Center in Eau Claire, off of 93 there, as well as the Hope Gospel Mission administrative offices.
I know one of the things, having been around in the Chippewa Valley for a long, I mean, Northwestern Bank, it seems like community involvement. You guys seem to do that really well. How do you feel about that in terms of a staff member, a market president with Northwestern Bank, your community involvement represented by the Change for Kids effort today?
Yeah, you know, our mission is building stronger communities where people matter, and our 90 employees really live that every day. And like I said, our success in this community wouldn't have happened without community members supporting us. So it's our mission and our core values to give back. So we're thrilled to be a part of this.
Now, you mentioned you've made a stop out at one of our picnics in the parking lot. We'll have another one coming up to benefit Hope Gospel Mission Renewal Center as well, but you've enjoyed that on Friday.
Yes, so much fun, and I have three kids at home who are climbing the walls certain days, so it was a great time to get out there for a little bit and grab some dinner and just give the kids something to look forward to doing.
Terrific. Great to meet you, Tracy.
Appreciate it.
And then we'll just close it out with Brett. Okay, Brett, this is going on all the way until 5:30 tonight, and again, when kids gather your change, make the appeal to kids here, because this is the Change for Kids. Today.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for kids who are doing well and you know, not facing a lot of difficult things in life, to help those that are facing trauma, dealing with addiction, uncertainty, not knowing where they're going to sleep from one night to the next. It gives them a safe and reliable place to stay. Unfortunately, you know, this problem is growing in the Chippewa Valley, and we're seeing a lot more depression. We're seeing a lot more drug use. We're seeing people who need help. So you can help by bringing your change today at any of those locations.
All right, terrific. Again, downtown Chippewa Falls, Lake Wissota, here at River Prairie in Altoona, Boyd, the Down to Earth Garden Center, the Hope Gospel Mission Administrative Office. Thank you so much, Brett Gaboy, Tracy Smisky. Again, come on out and see us. Make your donation today, kids. You get the free ice cream cone certificate from Olson's. You can't go wrong with that. And Northwestern Bank matching the first $5,000 for such a great cause, the Hope Renewal Center for Women and Children. Mark Halverson reporting live in Altoona on WWIB.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town.
Hillary, we're both from bigger cities. Chicago, I'm from Milwaukee and suburban Chicago, Milwaukee in my youth, but you have quite an affinity for Chicago. Where does that come from?
I do. My dad was born and raised in Chicago. He's from a family of seven kids, and so even though I was born and raised in Rhinelander, We spent so much time in Chicago on the South Side, visiting my grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins, and it was kind of second home to me, if you will. So, have had my children there many, 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 many times. We really enjoy the city of Chicago.
So, some of the headlines out of Chicago, even as recently as this weekend, not pretty.
I know.
Really rough. I mean, a number of people shot. And I've seen a headline here. BLM rallies to support Chicago looters, calls it form of reparations. I mean, it's messy.
It is. And heartbreaking.
And I think that's the thing I wanted to explore a little bit. And it's just the idea that when you really love a big city, it's not just any old big city to you. And
right.
When they talked about they looted the Miracle Mile, like these, mm-hmm. I mean, you've been there. You're familiar with it.
A year ago this week, actually, we bombed the Magnificent Mile, Miracle Mile. Yeah, we've bombed Michigan Ave a number of times, just going in and out of shops and seeing the Bean and, you know, the water tower and the pump house. And yeah, we've done this so many times on a beautiful summer day to just go and wander and people watch. And
so when you hear one of my fondest memories, and I was glad to see my kids bring this up, when my wife went to Liberia, we went to Shedd Aquarium together, and they mm-hmm. were young. So a dad with four kids, somewhere 10 to 13, somewhere in that ballpark, but a very fond memory. And so Chicago has a lot of appeal, but how does that hit you when you hear these headlines? And again, this is just the latest round of many.
I mean, it's just so sad to me. And I understand the anger that's out there and that. But, you know, I was actually talking to my uncle a while back, and he was saying that all of these restaurants that are downtown along the Magnificent Mile, like, they had all gone with the pandemic to, like, patio mm-hmm. seating, and mm-hmm. they had invested thousands of dollars mm-hmm. into, you know, patio seating and patio furniture to get people outdoor to bring business back in, and they were hovering on the brink. And then all of the looters came through initially a couple months ago and destroyed it all. And these businesses and restaurants were out all of these thousands of dollars. And now, like, okay, they're rebuilding from that. It happened again.
Yeah, talk about the double, triple whammy, right?
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It's sad to me.
Yeah. So pray for Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee, we had our own Joseph Mensis, a Milwaukee police officer. Anyhow, he has been involved in three different shooting situations. He was clear to the first two. This latest one has created some controversy. There's some kind of mixed conjecture about what's gone on. One story says there were as many as 50 or 60 people kind of at his girlfriend's house and trying to, you know, intimidate him. And now we've got a state representative, David Bowen, who's denying and saying it's. But again, we've got a lot of tensions in our big cities. I mean, Portland certainly.
We do.
Garnering a lot of attention. So
we do. So
challenging year.
It is. And it's like unrelenting.
Uh-huh.
But
we have a beautiful day outside today. Enjoy it.
Here in the Chippewa Valley, at least we've got that gorgeous sunshiny weather.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.